smoked.
All right, now. It's enough's enough.
I agree. You must forgive me. But, you see, I'm saying goodbye to a lifelong companion. Nothing becomes it like the leaving thereof. Yet, it's an agonizing decision. All decisions are at our age. For us, there's no turning back. Younger people can change their minds, change their lives. It's fine, they have a lifetime ahead of them to change again. But for us, who have had a whiff of the grave, it all boils down to our last chance.
Here we are. Now go away, Jimmy. Has he been boring you about smoking?
I've given it up, Sal.
Well, so you said last week.
This time I am.
Well, then go away and do it, Jimmy. I want these people to talk.
Next time you see me, I'll be a shadow of my former self. I'll be a negative entity, defined not by what I am, but by what I am not. You will perceive and know me simply as a non-smoker.
Just go, Jimmy, please.
All right. But I hope you'll remember me for when I came and saw and conquered the habit.
He's a nice man, but he smokes.
Give him a chance, Sally.
Well, I'm giving you a chance, Austin. This is Ruth. And Ruth, this is Austin.
How do you do?
Hello.
Ruth's from out of town.
Then welcome to Boston.
And?
He doesn't remember.
You don't remember Ruth?
Should I?
She remembers you.
I do. I definitely do.